There was a story in the Weekend Herald Sun. I am Danielle is the headline. Danielle Laidley wants you to know the real her, the woman she has always known she is, and the inner struggle she faced to embrace her true identity. Won a premiership at North Melbourne as Dean Laidley in 1996. A very different person now, David King. She's embarking on a autobiography that's in the works. There's an Amazon docuseries as well. They're going to go very well. So she's always known who she is and the inner struggle she's faced to embrace her true identity. You catch up with Danielle regularly.
Well, not as regularly. She sometimes lets me down. She says she'll come over and doesn't come over.
Overpromises, underdelivers.
That's all right. Look, I was, from a personal point of view, I was rapt to see the photo shoot, because that to me is, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. I don't care. I'm going
to
be me.
Were you like everyone when she fronted up to the big North Melbourne announcement that they were debt-free a couple of weeks ago? That was the big, gee, that would have taken some guts for her to put herself out like that.
Well, to be 100% honest, we spoke the day before, and you got to understand it. So Danny was the coach of the Kangaroos during the toughest times. No money to do anything, to build facilities or to experiment or innovate in any way, shape or form. It was run on the smell of an oily rag, and they made two preliminary finals under Danny's watch. And everyone talks about the preliminary finals that they made under Brad Scott's watch, but I think the two under Danny's were a lot harder to achieve, given that there wasn't free agency acquisitions and those sorts of things. So it was tough, and the constant talk about going to the Gold Coast at that stage, which I thought would happen. I actually had given up on it. So I was rapt that Danny went to that Friday, a PR exercise, really, to declare
conference.
That we were debt-free for the first time. So I was rapt. But this story, no matter where you sit, and I know that it's all come about because of some charges being laid, so just you've got to understand that as well. But what the Dean slash Danny Laidley story will be the most watched docuseries next year that we've ever seen. It is an outrageous story. It's a story that I think is going to give a lot of young people direction and hope and comfort that you can still get through things and provide support. This has got such a role to play, Danny.
And I think you're
in the AFL as well.
Yeah, you're probably privy to far more detail than 99.9% of it. But she's clearly holding a lot back at the moment, and it'll be a must-watch when it does drop. You two catch up to watch NFL. I know you're
loves
a big
NFL.
She loves her NFL.
Loves
as well.
NFL. Yeah.
So what happens from here, though? What happens from here in terms of where she goes, what she does? Can you see her getting involved in official capacity, whether it be at North Melbourne or the league or wherever?
Yeah, loves footy. I think this would be – I hope she ends up at the AFL. I really do, because I think that there's a role there. You know,
diversity or
– there's plenty of options. I mean, this is one thing I think the AFL's got a lot of room to move on, you know, the acceptance of all people. And Danny, I think, is the pioneer for that. Like it or not, whether you like the story or not, you'll have your own opinions. But this has been a real eye opener for all of us. I had no idea of all of this for 20 years.
I was going to say, you
and
shared
then,
a locker room
bang,
with Dean, you know, slash Danny for he was there for 99 games, I think, was he not?
Yeah.
So premiership teammate,
ultra competitor. How did I not notice anything or even broach some of those conversations? But you're not to know, and that's fine. But imagine living like that. This is the story that's got to come out. The challenges of living like that day to day.
In a locker room like that too, where it's testosterone to the max.
Yeah.
Like that is hard.
Ridiculous. So this will be a great story and a story of triumph, I think. And you know, there'll be people that want to have their views.
People won't like it.
Opposite. Yeah, that's okay. Have your views, but just be open to a different look at the world.
Just before we get to the news, I think we've got enough time to get to Billy in Ascot Vale, who's called in on Danny Laidley. Welcome, Billy.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, just a question for Kingy. Just regarding Daniel, I was just wondering, would she be a good acquisition or help for the AFLW North Melbourne girls?
I just don't think it's confined to that. I think that the broader community, the AFL community, the sporting community, business, there's so many challenges for people that are either going through or confronting the challenges around what Danny has been through. She's lived it. She's come out the other side. Hasn't been painless. Hasn't been easy, but she's got there, and I think that there's a lot of hope in that. I mean, I don't want to get too deep on that, but there's a lot of people self-harm and suicide and all those sorts of things when they go through these transitions or this time in their life, and it can be from 12 years of age to 20 to 40 to 60. Do you ever get through it? I don't know. But Danny's got so much to offer and so much to help. And I don't think until you have a friend or a family member in this position that you really, truly understand what it is. So it's going to open a few eyes.
And her extended family is another issue as well, which will all come out in the wash and the issues and the wrestle that they're having at the moment, of course, with that transition.